the Saturday Light Brigade, and today is a special day. I can't believe it's been 14 years for the Young Playwrights Festival now, and I'm going to turn first to Kristen Link, who is here with us. And Kristen is with City Theater. And I like your title. I was noticing your title's been expanded a little bit. It's tell me what it is again, because I don't have it in front of me, but when I saw it, I was thinking, I like that.
Oh, thank you. My title is the Director of Education and Accessibility.
Accessibility.
Yes.
Which, when you talk about theater and plays, I mean, there's a lot going on there. You want to be sure that theater is something that people can connect with,
right,
and can actually access. It's I think, you know, more than physical accessibility, which some people might think, but there's all sorts of things that are a prerequisite to engagement. It all starts with access first.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're, and you know, our goal is to make our theater and our programming as inclusive as possible. And so that I'm very honored to have that accessibility in my title now officially as well.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I think it's relatively new.
A couple years, yeah.
Yeah, I just happened to notice it as I was looking at my notes. Now, Kristen shepherds a process that began, I think, over 6 months ago, right? When did the young playwrights, when were the plays entered that are being honored coming up?
Well, the plays for this year's festival were entered at the end of March, so March of 2013. And then we at City Theater and our literary committee take about a month to a month and a half of sorting through, because obviously we have so many of them. We have over 200 entries annually for the contest. And we read all the plays and evaluate them and whittle them down to the finalists. And then we, I believe, call the playwrights. This year it was at the end of May to notify them that they're winners. Of course, the work isn't over then. It's really just beginning for the playwrights, because then we partner them over the summer with their own dramaturg, which is an interesting word that a lot of people don't know in profession. And the dramaturg is involved with the content and the context of the plays. They're there to help the playwrights tell the sort of clearest and most compelling story possible. And oftentimes that involves asking them a lot of questions to the playwrights as they work on their revisions. So they...
I was going to say, is a dramaturg sort of a coach of sorts?
In a sense, it is a writing coach, or it may, maybe like a, you know, a confidant or someone that is there giving them feedback and maybe pointing out some things that when you get so close to the writing yourself as the writer, you're not necessarily able to always see. So sort of another perspective for the playwrights to consider.
And then what happens next?
So they spend pretty much all summer long working on revisions. And it's just, we treat them very much like we would treat any professional playwright coming to City Theater, where they have sort of submission deadlines for new revisions. And it's really a work in progress. And so they spent really up until a couple weeks ago sort of finalizing their scripts as closely as possible to what we call the rehearsal draft, and that's what the actors start rehearsing with. So that's the process we're in right now, and in fact, all of the playwrights here are going to leave today, and we're going to go directly back over to City Theater because their plays are going to be rehearsing, because we like to have the playwrights in the rehearsal hall with the actors and the director, because when we're working on a new play, oftentimes there are lots of questions that still come up, and so to be able to have the playwright there to ask directly is a very nice luxury to have. So we certainly like to encourage them to take part in that process too, the rehearsal process.
Now, you're going to meet the playwrights that are here with us in just a moment, but it will be October when there will be performances at City Theater, October 1st through the 11th, and 6-1 acts will be chosen, including the two you're going to hear about today will be performed. And it'll be exciting. Just the names of the plays in the high school division, Dial Tone mm-hmm. is one of them. Maya Eldahabi from Pittsburgh Kappa 6 through 12. Flicker by Shay Minter from Shady Side Academy. And Tame, This Monkey's Gone to Heaven by Tyler Hudson, Pittsburgh Kappa. And then Deck the Halls by Lily Buchanan, Kappa 6 to 12, is one of the middle school plays. And you're going to learn about the other two middle school plays in just a moment, because we have their authors here with us. And in fact, why don't we do that now? And I'm really happy that you're here. I'm going to start with the twins, Hope and Hope, Honesty and Honesty and Hope. I have to be sure. Thank you to Honesty for wearing a jacket over your matching T-shirt to Hope, because I can tell you apart this way. Although I could, Hope, Honesty. Oh no, Honesty, Hope. Got it. You've had that all your life. I'm sorry. How old are you, girls?
14.
14. And before I forget, any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to pass along? I'll start with you, Hope.
Probably to the teachers at Arsenal for helping us and our family.
Excellent. Any teachers in particular especially helpful?
Our reading teacher, Miss Alton.
And Arsenal's a great school, and I'm glad that you came through. What prompted you to enter into this competition?
Well, it's more or less like an assignment. Plus, we did it before in Dolan Kappa, like over summer dreamers, like over summer camp.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Where was your summer dreamers camp?
Kappa.
I'm glad to hear that. And now, have either of you thought about going to Kappa next year or the year after?
Not really. We're going to Obama. So.
It's another great school. So tell me what your play is about.
Well, our play is about two best friends named Edward and Colin. And Colin messes up a lot and very childish. So he gets a disease, and Edward, who's a scientist, tries to help him out by going to the rainforest to find a flower that can help him.
What an interesting idea for a play. What's it called?
The Amazon Race to the Cure.
The Amazon Race?
To the Cure.
To the Cure. And can you tell me a little bit, Hope, what gave you the idea?
Really, we just wanted to do like an adventure play, and we basically had two separate ideas. We were going to write separate plays with, like, I had my character, she had her characters, and then we decided to combine our characters and make this, like, big adventure play.
Interesting. So you were each writing along the same theme first,
yes.
And then you decided to merge your two plays?
Yes.
It's got to be hard to write with another person. It's interesting because today each of our plays does consist of two collaborators. Is it hard to do that, Honesty?
Yes, very much.
What are the biggest struggles, and how do you overcome them?
Because, like, Hope has her favorite characters, and I have mine, and she wants hers to do something, like, specific, which I really don't like. And, like, we got to try to figure out what each character does and who does what.
So it's a little bit of a competition for attention among the characters.
Yes.
Which,
more or less.
I would imagine that's something that twins experience all the time.
Pretty much.
A little bit. Has the dramaturg been able to help you through that as you go through the play? I'm curious what the dramaturg has done with you.
Yes, because usually since we write the plays, we know what everything's about and who the characters are. But our dramaturg helps us, like, try to visualize it from the audience points of view who don't know the characters. So we have to make it more specific, more detailed, so the audience can understand.
That's really important. Have you two seen many plays before writing this?
Some.
And do you have any favorites or favorite types of plays?
Well, I like drama plays that are romantic and very adventurous.
This play, I don't want to spoil it by asking you to tell me about the ending, but it seems pretty intense. I mean, you're looking for the cure. Is this a terminal illness that the character has? I mean, he could die if you don't find the cure.
Yes.
That's got to be very, very suspenseful. Have you met the actors that are going
yes.
to... And tell me what they're like.
They're fun. They add a lot of emotion to the characters and bring like a whole new side to them. Like they really foresee, but they actually make the actors better in a way.
Do they care about being authentic to your artistic vision as the
yes.
writer? That's good to know. Well, let's talk with our other two playwrights, and then we may come back to you too. And you heard about the first play, and now the second of the two plays comes from two students from Sharpsville Middle School. Sharpsville is out near Hermitage, I think, right? Not too far from there. And we have Elena Perrine.
Yes.
And I said that with a question mark, just checking. And Arianna Disler. And Elena, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a bit about the play?
Well, our play is about a young adult, Mr. Clark, who plays the same lottery ticket numbers every time, and his wife tries to figure out why he plays those numbers. And through, like, flashbacks and stories, we kind of show why he plays those numbers and, like, what meaning that they have to him.
That's an interesting concept for a play. It's called What Are the Odds, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I don't want to spoil the play, but these numbers have significance to him personally.
Yeah.
So you define his character's background and story through revealing those things.
Yeah, and as, like, revealing him, you can see, like, him grow as a person throughout the whole entire play.
Interesting. Before I forget, would either of you like to say hello to anybody? And Elena and then Arianna?
Probably my family.
Arianna, I'm sorry. I'm going to get it right. I promise I'll get it right. Arianna, like Huffington, right? Arianna.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello?
Yeah, probably my family and my teachers at Sharpsville that have helped me. And anybody through, like, the playwrights and, like, the actors and everybody that's put so much time and effort into making our play actually happen.
Great. Who are the teachers especially?
From our school, Mr. Pataki, our language arts teacher, our principal, Mr. Vinoy, even has been able to have our language arts class from last year even come up to see our play when it's being performed.
That's fantastic. That's great. And Arianna, who would you like to acknowledge?
I would like to thank my family, Mr. Pataki, and then the playwright people that helped us out along the way.
Now, Arianna, I'm curious, have you ever tried to write a play before?
No.
What got you interested in doing this?
Well, it was like a class assignment that we had to do, so.
And how did the two of you get together to write this play? Are you good friends?
Yeah.
You'd have to be, I would think. Can you tell me how the idea came about? Do you remember whose idea it was? Or how did you settle on this theme?
Well, it kind of, like, I had my idea, and then she, like, they had her idea, and then we just kind of combined them, and it came to this. But our first actual, like, draft was, like, so much different than the one that we entered, so there were lots of revisions, and we would have, like, our parents read it and our teachers read it that took, like, a different perspective from it, and then we would just, like, take some of their help and just make it our own.
Interesting. Anything to add, Arianna, about that whole process? That sounds like it must be hard to write with another person, even if they're a good friend. That's a pretty intimate thing to do. I mean, did you argue at all or have any, not argue, but sort of have to work some things out?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I don't even know.
we'll turn to Hope and Honesty. Did you girls have any, you mentioned about, I guess, stage time for the characters, but were there other philosophical things you had to work through? trying to get trying to make sure that you were both on the same page, literally and figuratively?
Not really. Like, we just all utilized and we just came up with something.
Well, that's good that you're able to do that. I have a question for all of you, which is, do you think you will view staged plays, musicals, movies, television a little differently now that you've been through this process? And how might it be different? And any of you can jump right in. I'm curious if that's changed your perspective a little bit.
I've only seen like the final product of it, but now going through it and actually like writing it, you see how much like the actors have to go through for the rehearsals and how much actual people in like the background that really don't ever get noticed actually do for the play.
That's Elena. Any other comments? Hope, Honesty, or Ariana?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's... Anybody?
Well, now I would think of different stuff differently because, like, most plays or movies start out one way, then turn up so different when they're actually performed.
Yet different than the original idea that the author may have had.
Yes.
Have any of you thought about what you'd like to do when you get older? Everybody's looking. I will just go Hope, Honesty. Any career goals or thoughts? I know it's early yet.
I'm not sure what I want to do.
No.
I'm interested in a lot of different things because I'm a curious person, but I still don't know.
Okay, that's Honesty, Hope.
I'm not really sure, but I do love to debate with people and help people. So I might turn out something like a lawyer or something like that, but I'm not really too sure.
You'd be good at that. If you like to debate, that's a good career. I neglected to ask Ariana and Elena how old. Are you both 13, 14?
Yeah, we're both 13.
13?
Yeah.
And what have you thought about career plans?
I want to do something with writing going forward.
A lot of writers seem to know early on that that's what they want to do. How about you, Ariana?
I haven't really thought anything yet.
Well, there's lots of time. I'm going to turn back to Kristen now. Kristen, you've got to be proud of the plays that are going to be presented this year. We just have about 2 minutes left. Anything else you'd like to make sure we'd keep in mind?
Yes. First of all, we are extremely proud of our playwrights this year and all they've accomplished thus far, and they continue to work and strive, and we're so excited to, you know, debut the plays on October 1st. We start with a week full of student matinees, and then actually our public performances are October 5th and 6th, and there are 1 p.m. shows and 6 p.m. shows on those days, and they're middle school and high school programs, and they alternate. So if anyone listening is interested in attending, those are the days you're going to want to be looking at on October 5th and 6th at City Theater. Also on those days, as another element of the festival, we offer free theater workshops that are open to students 11 through 18. We have one on Saturday the 5th that's called Storytellers with Dance, Mime, and Movement from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. And then on Sunday, October 6th, we have one called Let's Go Green Puppetry from 2:30 to 4 p.m. So we're really trying to introduce other facets of theater to young people while we're holding the festival. And again, those are free to attend. And you can go online to City Theater's website for more information or to find out how to register. So we really hope that anyone who's out there, a young writer that might be interested in participating in the Young Playwrights program, that this would be a great introduction to come to a workshop and to come see one of the shows over the weekend.
The website is citytheatercompany.org, citytheatercompany.org. Would any of you like to add anything that you may have forgotten to say or that you wanted to pass along? I just always like to check. I'm getting quiet. Your parents and family members are going to wonder how that is possible. I want to thank each of you for coming, and really a sincere congratulations. It takes a lot of courage to write something, to be evaluated by other people, and then to actually be, once selected, beat up a little bit, which is, I'm sure the dramaturgs are very kind, but it must somehow feel like you're being critiqued and challenged in so many ways to help you get better at presenting the play. So to go to that process, you know, it's got to be tough. And then to have words from your heart and brains right up on the stage for everybody to hear and to see. Congratulations. You should feel really, really good about what you've done. And I hope we'll see you back for some accomplishment that's even greater, equal to or greater. And Kristen, thank you once again for being here today. And you can go to City Theater with a company. That's with theater with the RE.org for more information.